Blog Talk Radio.
From all over the globe, welcome to the Living by Design radio show. I am so excited this evening. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've got to slow down here. I'm out of breath. I am really, really happy to have this show this evening because we are going to tackle a topic that is absolutely the key to your success. We've been going through the 9 principles of emotional bailout, and we're now on principle number 4, which is clear the clutter, chaos, and confusion. And I am so excited to have a special guest that's going to be joining me this evening. She has been tagged as the conquering coach. I absolutely love that, the conquering coach. And she is Miss Danae Macklin, and her tagline is, "You cannot conquer what you will not confront." I think that is absolutely phenomenal because it pretty much says it all. And I am going to go ahead and bring her on the line. Miss Danae Macklin, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Miss Kathy.
I am so excited to have you on with me this evening. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. This is going to be such an amazing show that we're going to have to stretch it over 2 weeks. So we're going to have Miss Danae on tonight, as well as next Wednesday. So hold on to your hats because she is a powerhouse. So, Danae, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you just tell our listeners about you, your company. It's called Conquer All Odds, and you just tell us a little bit about what you do and how well you do it.
Well, thank you, Miss Kathy. And first of all, thank you so much for having me. I am super excited for tonight and for next week and for the opportunities to come. You two are a dynamic powerhouse, and there is no doubt that our paths cross for a reason. And before we get started at the end, I do have a special offer for your guests, too. So I just want to bring that back at the end of our call there. So, as for me, as you said, the conquering coach, and my company is Conquer All Odds Coaching. And my specialty is life purpose and transformational coaching. I am a certified Christian life coach there. And what I like to do is really help my clients to discover their purpose. I believe the purpose of life is a life of purpose. And there are just so many people, just as I call it, living life by default, rather than designing their lives and what they were meant to do. You know, how many of you out there every single day, you know, if you're not in that rat race, maybe you've been there, maybe you're trying to get out, but it's just like the hamster wheel. Every single day you get up on that wheel and you just keep going and you keep going. You never stop to really reflect, take time out. You just feel, you know, depressed, upset that you got to get up and, you know, go to these jobs, which I'm sure many of you have referred to as Journey of the Broke, and that was really That was really my case there where, you know, I was very blessed, you know, to get a great education and, you know, so-called the American dream. And, you know, I have to say, first of all, there's nothing wrong with getting your education. I'm a firm believer in that. At the same time, make sure that you are doing it for you and all the right reasons and really understanding that. So what I help my clients to do is really get into the core of who they are, not what society makes them be or, you know, other people try to put them in these little boxes. So I help them discover how to get out of those boxes and really walk and live in their specific design calling, and then I also help them do some transformational coaching. Sometimes people just go through different phases in life, and they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So I go through a very specific program with them to help them get from point A to point Z to ultimately they're living the life that they want. They're happy, they're fulfilled, they're ready to, you know, get up and tackle each day, you know, with enthusiasm, and they're loving their lives. So
absolutely,
that's what I help them do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say that your chapter in the book, it's called The Unstoppable Woman's Guide to Emotional Well-Being. Danae's chapter, it's a collaboration effort, and Danae's chapter is chapter 12. It's called Confront Your Past and Conquer Your Present. And it is amazing. I read it with my jaw dropped the entire time. It's just phenomenal, phenomenal. So, Danae, I could just jump right into the discussion because, as you know, I've been going through the 9 principles of emotional bailout and clear the clutter, chaos, and confusion is principle number 4. And you are just the perfect guest to talk about that because you pretty much said it when you said people think about everything that's bad. They wake up with negative thoughts, and it pretty much is a self-fulfilling prophecy when you continually have those negative thoughts, and I don't like this, and I don't want that, and I don't want this. Well, exactly what you don't want is what you get because that's where you're putting all your energy.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. What you put out there is exactly what you get back. And I think one of the things, you know, thank you again as far as an acknowledging, as far as it's a collaborative effort with this book, the dynamic Erica Gilchrist, she's absolutely phenomenal, who helped us, you know, us women get together. And, I mean, the other 23 ladies, they are absolutely dynamic. So I so encourage all of your listeners to go to my website, find out. And then also the foreword.
Go ahead and give us your website.
Sure. The website is DanaeMacklin.com. So it's my first and last name. And that's spelled D is in Delta, A N is in November, A Y Macklin, MACKLIN.com. And you'll go there and you can find out more detail and some excerpts from the book. So I do hope you enjoy those. The foreword was written by Oprah's marketing manager, Maya Watson. So she definitely endorses the book there. And going back to my chapter, Confront Your Past to Conquer Your Present, I poured myself into this chapter. So I'm really humbled to hear you say, you know, your mouth just fell open and you were just that involved with the chapter because it talked a lot about my past. And that's something that I'm speaking from experience, my own personal testimony. There was
right.
a lot. There was, I mean, just, you know, a lot of us, you know, we walk around with these different masks on. So people see us as we are today, but they don't see the behind the scenes of, you know, who Danae is, who Kathy is, who, you know, Oprah is, you know, and all these things that we've gone through. So sometimes we continue on in life and, you know, we think we're making progress. We think we're doing all these things right, but, you know, some things from our past have a tendency to resurface. Well, why is that? Because you have not dealt with certain things in your past. And maybe a lot of that I found personally for me was, you know, some things around forgiveness. And some people think that they have forgiven, but oh, no. You know, that's one of the hardest lessons that you have to learn is really forgiveness.
That is so true. And let me ask you from your own experience, because the chapter is just so overwhelming, and I'm not going to just give everything away in the chapter, but let's talk about forgiveness. Based on your experience, how did you incorporate that into your experience? Because I tell you, some of the things that this woman wrote in this book, in this chapter, I literally was like, there's no way all that happened. So you've got to get this book and read. But anyway, Danae, tell us how you were able to, because you're right, forgiveness is very powerful. How were you able to overcome those obstacles enough to get your thoughts off of woe is me and forgive?
I think I would have to say I found myself constantly, you know, feeling angry about certain things. And then when I realized, you know, Danae, there's nothing you can do about the past. You cannot go back. You know, there's no time capsule and some things, as I refer to in the book, like, what is it, Back to the Future. I can't just get in my car and go back and confront some things and do them differently. No, the past is the past, and that's where, you know, it needs to stay. And what I need to focus on is the positive from that. So I needed to look at whatever phases happened in my life that I really wanted to do, you know, different, that I was unhappy with, that I was angry with, you know, that I was disappointed with people. And so I said, okay, Danae, what's the positive from that? What did you learn from that experience? Because I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason. No one can come to me and tell me that this is not happening for a reason, because all of those obstacles and, you know, now as far as opportunities, made me into the person who I am today. And so when I was going through it, obviously, you know, I didn't want to. And it's interesting how you suppress things in your mind, how the brain really functions, because as I was writing this chapter, all of my past experiences, all the hurts, all the pain just came back. And some of the things I actually, you know, buried. And, you know, in the chapter it talks about me dealing with an alcoholic parent, me being kicked out of the house, me, you know, I think as far as being exposed to domestic violence with my parents. And then there was a point in my life where, you know, my first true high school sweetheart, where I dealt with some domestic violence. And just all of these things I managed to conquer, and that was because I looked at what is my own personal learning and my development from this opportunity. And most of all, it's not about me. It's about the other people on this earth, and what is it that I can give and share with another individual that's going to help them, you know, come out of this fire and really just, you know, blaze their own path and their own trails and, you know, live a life of happiness and just that abundant life there. And I think forgiveness was definitely one key factor for me, you know, to really, you know, let go and let God. You know, because I can't do this by myself. So, you know, I think that was the key. That was the key for me.
That is so true. Absolutely. And I have to also say that, you know, we all have a story. We all have a story. Your story is amazing. I have a story. Everyone listening to this show, I'm sure you have your own. And I totally 100% agree with everything you just said, Danae. And I'd also like to add to that, that give yourself an opportunity to grieve. If you've been through whatever you've been through, go ahead and cry it out. Don't try to hold it in and pretend it never happened and push it aside. Get it out. Grieve it. Grieve it.
I couldn't agree with you more on that point. And that was something else I had to do. And a lot of people that know me, I guess because for the most part, coming up and to all of my friends and even some family members, minus I would say, you know, my big sister, I've always been like that rock, that person that, you know, people come to me for, you know, to vent, to let things out. And so, you know, here I am with all of these things going on and then other people, you know, coming to me. And I just said, okay, you know, somewhere I developed, okay, well, you can't cry because crying is a sign of weakness. And,
yeah,
of course,
exactly.
Obviously, this was years ago, okay, because, of course, as we, you know, get older, you know, we should, if we learn from our experiences, get wiser. And I just said,
right,
you know, it is okay to cry. So I wholeheartedly agree with you. Allow yourself to grieve. If it's to cry, if it's to, you know, of course, I don't, you know, condone violence, but, you know, if you get mad enough and you just, you know, want to kick the chair, you know, let yourself
heal. Yeah, as long
heal.
As it's not a living, you know, as
exactly.
long as it has no life and no breath, if you want to break something, go outside so that you don't make a mess.
Exactly.
Get it out. Just get it out.
Exactly. Because you have to get it out, because if you don't get it out, it's true. It just eats away at you, and you continue to deteriorate over time. And then again, you're going backwards. It's like a car. I call it the life car. You're constantly going in reverse, you know. Or, you know, if you go ahead, let yourself feel it, forgive and create a plan to move forward, then you put your car in drive. And some of us are just so stuck in reverse, or our cars are in park. We don't know which way we want to go, or, you know, we're living, our cars are in neutral, where other people are running the show, running our cars, you know, steering which direction we should go in there. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about allow yourself to feel whatever it is you need to feel. And then once you do that, you know, get on and get up and get out and move on with, you know, your purpose and your calling and what you are called and designed to do.
Yes, that is so absolutely true. And you said something else a bit ago that I want to go back and touch on a little bit more. And I mentioned it also last week in the segment where I was talking about your thoughts. 2020, which is a very popular ABC News show, did a segment on how scientists and psychologists measure happiness. And as a result of that test or that research, society, the media, the books, and everywhere you go says that parenting is one of the most fulfilling things that you could possibly do in life. Yet when the scientists and research psychologists did this research test on happiness, how it's measured, they did a poll of, I think it was 100 or 500, I don't know what it, but it was all women. It was women. They were mothers. So when they took this poll, they asked them to list the top 10 activities that made them happiest the majority of the time, the top 10 activities. And the top three on the list had nothing to do with parenting, yet parenting is painted as a wonderful experience. You've got to get married, ladies. You've got to get married and have children. And yet, why did that not make the top three? It was in the bottom. It was in the bottom.
You know why I think it made it as far as, or what, it didn't make it and it was at the bottom? It's because, again, it's society's view of what things should be.
Exactly.
And if you look back over time, you know, from the Brady Bunch to the Cosby Show, you know,
right,
family is just, it's put in front of us. It's just, you know, it's almost like, okay, here's your template of what you're going to do, you know, be it for, you know, men and women, but I think more so specifically for women. It's like, okay, you get married, you have kids, you know, you raise them, you know, you be a good wife, you be a good mom. And the truth of the matter is every woman is not made to be a mother.
Exactly.
Every man is not designed to be a father. So, again, you have to look inside of you. And, you know, I always tell women, if the writing is on the wall, read it. Don't try
to
read
that
between the lines. Read the writing on the wall, meaning if your gut is telling you you don't want to be a mom, don't be a mom. Be who you are.
Exactly. And that's why I was just so intrigued by that experiment and by that research. Because it is, I mean, society and the media and our friends and our families. And what is the first thing that you hear once you hit your 20s? When are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to get married? Then as soon as you get married, everybody
when
you
have
asks
a baby.
You. Exactly. Exactly. So there's the pressure. So you have the so if you say, well, I would prefer not to have children, oh, my goodness, you're just such an outcast. That's bizarre.
What's wrong
you're
with
not
you?
Normal. Exactly.
What planet
exactly
did you come from? It's funny you say
right
that, because you hit the nail right on the head. That is exactly what happened with me. And even it's funny because before me and my husband could get married, some people were, you know, even asking about, you know, the little ones. For the most part, majority were asking about the marriage. But then, just like you said, as soon as we got married, it's like, you know, okay, when are you having the kids? And then, Kathy, to take it a step further, after we had, as far as our daughter, well, when are you having the next one? You know,
I know it.
When is it enough? When can people stop and smell the roses and enjoy where they are in their life because they're too busy listening to other people or thinking this is what they need to do? And it's like, you know what? No, I don't care what other people say. I'm going to stop and I'm going to enjoy my daughter. And when the time comes when I feel it's right for me and my family, then we'll look at, you know, bringing, you know, another person into this world. And I think that, you know, in my family for the longest period of time, I'm sure if my sister, my oldest sister, listens to this call, she'll laugh, but I feel like I had always been, you know, kind of the black sheep of the family, not in the full sense, but I'm very much, I'd be one of those people who, you know, I'd ask her advice. And because I didn't take it a lot of the time, you know, it got to a point where she'd ask me, well, why are you asking me? You're not going to listen to me anyway. And it was funny because I said to her, I said, you know, just because I don't do exactly what, you know, you're recommending, it doesn't mean that I'm not listening to you. I'm putting it through my own personal filters, and I'm going to take what works best for me. And then I'm going to take those things that are maybe not so, Danae, but it doesn't mean that I'm not implementing a lot of the things that you, a lot of the wisdom, I'll say, that she had to offer me. But again, I had to do what was right for me.
That's good. And that's exactly the way it should be. Well, if you look at money, now we all know that everybody wants money. Even if society and the media and nobody's pushing it, everybody thinks money is the key to happiness. Well, if that's the case, why is there so much suicide and drug abuse and things going on in Hollywood? Why is there not more happier people? Because they have all the money and the power in the world. So it's not about money. It's not about meeting the criteria that society and the media puts on us. It's about living your purpose. That's what it's all about, and that's exactly why we're here, to talk about what is preventing you from living your purpose. What is holding you back? What clutter do you need to get rid of?
I think a lot of the clutter that needs to go is one, self-clutter. You know, really, like I said, confronting yourself, because before you can confront anything or anyone else, you really have to get real with you. What are your beliefs at your core that you're going to stand on? You know, I love the saying, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And for you as a person, what is it that's real for you? What is it you need to confront, deal with? Then get real with you. Then once you do that, you can look at these societal, I call it a society wash. Instead of brainwash, society wash. You know, all of these things that are coming at you saying, well, you should do this or you need to do that. And then ask yourself, does that correlate to your values and your belief at your core? And you know that instantly, because either
right.
you want to do something or you don't.
That's right.
And
that
then the
so
biggest
true.
One, the biggest thing that I had to learn to do, I remember growing up, my mother told me, everyone is not your friend.
Yes.
And that is so true. And so you have to really look at your relationships. And I do believe it is true. Birds of a feather flock together. And
absolutely.
You need to eliminate all of the toxic people and relationships in your life. And, oh, my goodness, tell me if newfound freedom and just peace overcomes you, because I had to do that, because I've been the type of person, you know, my purpose in life is to be there for other people. And so it's no coincidence that, you know, I say I kind of almost fell into, you know, becoming a coach. And so I tried so hard to be there for everyone else, but then it was always take, 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 take. So I encourage your listeners to review your relationships, and how many of your relationships, is it all take, 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 take? Or is it really a balance? Because just like anything in life, you have to have a balance. It's no different when it comes to your relationships.
I couldn't agree more. That was very well said. And also, make sure that you, and it's not selfish to put yourself at the top. You can't fill someone else's cup when your cup is empty.
That's right.
So please don't feel like, oh, well, I'm taking care of myself or I'm doing things for myself. Self-care is absolutely critical for any type of success.
And here's
you
the thing, Kathy,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
it's really funny that you say that, is you don't be afraid to put yourself first. Because guess what? If you don't put yourself first, people didn't already put you on the bottom of the list because they didn't make their agenda your agenda. So now where
right.
are you at on this agenda?
Right. That's so very true. So the whole point that we want, because we're going to carry this into next week, this discussion, because I knew we were going to have a really good topic and a really good guest and a really good discussion this evening. The whole point here for you listeners is we want you to identify what are you still carrying around inside of you that is 5 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old.
what is still inside of you? What are you still angry about? Who are you still holding resentment toward, or bitterness, or self-pity, or, you know, loneliness? I don't have a husband. I don't have a man. Okay, so get over it. And whatever is holding you down, I mean, that's like a ball and chain. It's a weight around your ankles. It's really adding extra weight to your life.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one. One of the things it's in my chapter in the book, and that I really encourage, in particular, all of my clients to look at is, again, we touched on forgiveness. You must, and I capitalize must in the book, you must be willing to forgive. If not, it's like locking yourself in a prison. It's a mental prison, and it'll be that way until you do forgive. And the second thing is, do not compare yourself to someone else. I believe we are all more than a conqueror, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every last one of us, you know, have different fingerprints because we are uniquely designed to be just the way that we're supposed to be. And you don't gain anything by comparing yourself. And 9 times out of 10, when you're comparing yourself to someone else, did you know that they are comparing themselves to you?
That is so right. You know, I like what you said about the fingerprint. That is so true.
Absolutely. And then 3, perfection is only an illusion. So don't, you know, allow yourself to let perfection get in the way of making progress in your life, and strive for excellence, not perfection. And lastly, celebrate you and celebrate all your victories, no matter how big or small they are. And I give a particular example in the book about weight loss, because that had always been a struggle for me, especially in my adult life. And so every 5 pounds I would lose.
I would never have guessed.
Yes, indeed. And with that, you know, I'm always so big picture focused that it's like, okay, you know, I'm looking at the 20-pound mark, the 30-pound mark, and I say, you know, why is it we can't just, you know, for those of us that, you know, like champagne or wine or whatever, sparkling cider, whatever your choice is, you know, why do we have to, you know, pop open a bottle of champagne at the 30-pound weight loss? You know, why can't we do something to celebrate, you know, the 5 pounds? And I
right.
think that those are the key things, and it doesn't, you know, I'm talking about weight loss, but you can look at that at any phase in your life and really just celebrate the fact that you have just forgiven someone that has hurt you, and now you can move forward. You know, celebrate those, because those are the things that are going to really give you that, you know, to catapult you to where you need to go and give you that momentum to really make that forward movement and progress in your life to get to that place where you ultimately want to be.
Oh, my goodness. You are just really, really, really saying it. I mean, this is so the truth. I mean, these tips and these techniques and the information you're receiving today, I mean, this is truly food for your soul, because we are not, I know we're motivational speakers and we're life coaches, but we are not void of having our own stories and our own madness and experiences and life stuff. We've been down this journey. We've walked this path. We know it works. We've done it. We have done this. So we are appealing to you. We are pleading with you to identify what is your anchor, what is holding you down, who do you need to forgive. If that person has moved on with their life and they don't even know you exist, forgiveness
mm-hmm.
is for you. It's not for the other person. It's for you. It's to help you move forward. So,
absolutely.
Danae, I'm going to let you give us your closing thoughts. We're coming up on our last minute of the show, so I'm going to let you give us your closing thoughts, and we will be back next week. But take us out with some wonderful final thoughts.
In closing out the call, thank you again, Kathy. I think the first thing in life, you have to have a plan, no matter what you're doing. And I say,
yes.
Plan your work and work your plan, and stay focused. The key word is, if you stay focused on whatever task or endeavor you want to do and you have that plan, you can begin to check things off. You can begin to celebrate those victories. And then the next thing you know, you'll see your life just moving into a whole nother zone. I always say, start with the end in mind, thinking about those ultimate outcomes. And then when you see yourself making that progress, you're happier each day and you're moving along on that plan, then before you know it, you wake up, you're out of that box that society put you in, and you're out of your comfort zone, and you're no longer allowing fear to run your life. So at that point, you've conquered fear. You've conquered, you know, toxic relationships. You've, you know, conquered unforgiveness. And best of all, you conquered having a plan to get you to where you need to be. And so some of these things, you know, again, I talk about, it's not just my chapter in this book, because, again, I believe it's not about me. You know, it's not about Kathy. It's about you, ultimately.
Right.
And
that's right.
In the book, The Unstoppable Woman's Guide to Emotional Well-Being, you know, there's chapters such as Your Map to Financial Prosperity, which is amazing, A New You, Go from Self-Conscious to Self-Confident, and it also talks about creating rapport with other women. I mean, it's just so much. It's really one-stop shopping for women.
Absolutely.
And then also for the men on the call, you have ladies in your life. You have wives. You have mothers. You have sisters, nieces, friends, too. So make sure that you are a resource for them, and this is, you know, the book is only $19.95. How many times do we waste that, you know, at dinner?
Yeah.
And we are
running out of time, my dear, but we are absolutely, we are going to be back next week with Miss Danae Macklin, because she has been a powerhouse, which I knew she would. So we are going to sign off for now, and please tune in next week, same time, on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone.
Good night.